fact that we won. I mean, I thought, we went in, extremely aware of what they were capable of. You looked at them versus Albany in the first game of the year, they beat them in every statistical category, just couldn't close it out. TCU was a runaway, similar to our Minnesota game, but then they had another tough loss versus Lehigh. So we knew it was a formidable deal, and we went down first drive and scored so easy. I turned to and got on the phones to everybody. I said, I've seen that play before. Once it's really easy in the first drive, then you can take your foot off the gas, which I'm not saying we did. I just think that we got an early score. I think LIU had a really good plan offensively versus us. They did a really good job competing. We went, in halftime down 14-7. We rallied things up, beginning of the second half, but really got going in the fourth quarter. We started running the ball effectively, started to commit to that piece, and our backs took it the rest of the way. Had a big scare with a fumble down on the 1 yard line, but got it back defensively on the next one. So, it's a game of football, right? I mean, it goes back and forth. We're just really pleased that we were finding a way to win the game. Your takeaways on turnover margin, you're down again there. We're really got to correct that piece. Possession time was down, but this was more along the lines of us not getting off the field on third down defensively. Offensively, I think they had the ball 19 plays in the first half, so there really wasn't too much to us get to do with that. But there's plenty of improvement we made, but can't be any better than walking into an open week at 3-1 and let's fix the things that are not the way we like them and move on from there.
First question this morning from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
Steve.
Coach, goal line stands right against Campbell. You started the trend with a big one, and then on Saturday again, your team coming up a couple of times right at that goal line.
Well, you talk about bend, don't break. I mean, we're pushing that right. You're pushing that right to the limit now. I mean, let's play a goal line stand in midfield and see if we can get off the field and hold them there. But hey, listen, those are they're incredible. I mean, I've been around long enough to know that you can sit there. Usually you're seeing, all right, one play good, two play good, three play, they got in, or fourth, they get in. But the resilience of these kids is outstanding. You have 3 in 2 weeks. I mean, it's amazing. Certainly a testimony to Laurenti and the defensive staff getting them ready to play. Although it's no rocket science, we play about one call down there, and the kids just go out and do it. So, I was kidding with the defensive staff. They'll be doing a clinic at the national convention on goal line stands. But let's hope we can continue to be successful there. But it's unlikely usually to go ahead and put yourself in four down situation on the 3 yard line.
Absolutely. If I could follow up with one, Cole Brockwell, Devin Hightower, your two leading tacklers in this game and along the way this year, both of them have been impactful players for you. Substitute roles last year, but important roles this year, moving into those starters position, the inside linebacker. Just talk about their performance not only on Saturday, but so far this year.
Well, I mean, I'm very pleased. Cole is, a story in and of itself. He's one of those guys similar to Jake Fire we had a few years ago that, was a guy that we're always thinking, he's a good player, he's a good backup, but now he's going to be a starter and go into that role. He's been incredible. I mean, his preparation is second to none. He's been able to identify where the ball is going very quickly. And there's an old statement with linebackers, don't go till you know. And he knows where it's going, and he's getting there with a very good attitude. Dev, I think, continues to come along. Started to see him attack the line of scrimmage a little bit more this week, and I'm pleased with them both. I think that they're playing very, very well, and we're going to have to continue to develop the guys that come in and get quality snaps behind them if we're going to be continue to be successful, particularly if we don't figure out a way to go ahead and flip this time of possession, because they got to be tired dogs, man, at the end of a 40-minute game.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Thank
Thanks.
you.
Jimmy, next question from Tiffany Williams. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Coach. Congratulations on the win this weekend. Can you talk to me a little bit about Malik Grant and how impactful? I mean, he had a great game this weekend, if you look at the numbers on the paper. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, I mean, he came in from Sacred Heart, was one of those guys that immediately came in and was embraced by our team. He's got a great personality. He's got, great physical talents, and really hadn't been getting the touches necessary for let him get unfolded. I always felt he was one of those kind of backs you just got to continue to feed, and he's going to make something happen. But, he ran with passion. He came into the game with an extremely good focus, and some of the stuff. I mean, he ran very, very hard, very effective. I mean, one of the, I don't know if it was the last touchdown of the three he had. It was, he just kept breaking tackles. Everybody else kind of finished playing, and he kept running down the field and got in the end zone. So, critically, really happy for him, really happy we had him on Saturday, caught a pass out of the backfield. I mean, he's a very good football player, and we're going to have to ride that, as we go through the remainder of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your next question from Nick White. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
What's up, Nick?
Nice to see you with the collared shirt on today. Something
Well,
fancy?
thank you. That's an unusual thing. I thought, a
Oh,
week off, I'll try to dress professional.
good for you. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, glad to see you're normally in your recliner, man. I'm surprised you don't have camouflage on.
Oh, I get better internet service, I think, in the kitchen now. Go figure. And I obviously didn't dress for the occasion. With the quarterback position, obviously in this game, you go to Hunter, and second half gives you the spark. You're able to earn the victory. Do you envision the rest of the year sort of looking at, you said before the year you felt you could win with both guys. Do you feel like you're going to sort of say, okay, let's ride who I think is going to be the hot hand this week? Do you feel like that's going to be the rest of the season?
I have a hard time with the crystal ball stuff. I don't have it. I felt that, I thought that in watching the tape, both quarterbacks played okay. I thought that, that there was just a little bit of a need for a shift in gears during the course of that game. And it wasn't all just because Devin wasn't doing right. I mean, he went down the field and scored in about 30 seconds. He obviously had a couple of errant throws, and then Hunter came in, had his first thing. Couple of throws weren't the best that he's ever thrown, but had to come off the goal line, drove us, got us some field position. Then then he was able to operate the offense very effectively to get our run game going, hit some nice controlled passes, and able to win the game, which at the end of the day, that's my job. Feel that one and make sure we can find a way to win it. How it goes forward from here, I think, is a question of, of seeing our development. I do feel we have to both. I don't, I'm not sitting there making a quarterback controversy. We're just going to go ahead and find the best way to win the next game. And both of them bring a specific skill set that can operate our offense. But I think we learned a lot about ourselves, as URI offensively on Saturday, and looking forward to see how we grow with that, whoever's under center.
And then my other question would be, with the week off here, what is, what's the plan? What are you working on? Anything that you're emphasizing here that you want to improve at?
Well, right now you're ready. It's all about focus on getting them rested. This morning, we gave them. They came in Sunday morning, medical check, and got a good team lift in. And there was a lot of good vibe in there. So went in there and hung out with them for a little bit, which is great. 3-1 in a bye week, you can't get any better. Had a team meeting this morning, and it wasn't about football. It was a good job on the football field, but it was about voter registration, trying to continue to educate these guys. We won't practice today. We won't practice tomorrow. We'll have a light practice Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday we'll get after it and start focusing on Hampton. But the things we need to work out still, coaches on the road recruiting. I'll sit with the coordinators. We'll look at what we've done over the first four games, and then figure out our next rack. Our next rack of four is pretty important right now. So we gotta be able to adjust what we need to do, and then build it from there.
Enjoy the bye week. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jim, one more for you from Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, just back to the game for one more. Tommy Smith came up with a big catch for you to keep that drive going late in the game. Just talk about his role on the team this year and how he's carved out a nice role for himself.
He's another. I keep on saying this. They're all great stories. I mean, Tommy was a walk-on player, that came in and, made his mark on special teams. He was a tight end, and then he was, then we really looked at him as a guy that we could be, similar to Darius Savage last year. Big body that can move inside and give you a good pass threat there as well. He had a big game the first game. He's a reliable kid. And the funny thing is that all throughout his career in springtime, all you do is you call him Touchdown Tommy because he's always gutting our defense. But now all of a sudden, he's an integral role. He catches the ball with his hands. He's a big body that can run. And so I'm thrilled. And then when you bring him in to do the block and stuff, he's a tough dude, and he's still contributing a big time on special teams. So couldn't be happy for him and glad we have him.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks again, Rob.
All right. Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, Rob, thanks.
All right. Thank you. Information.